roll call vote.
Loki.
Aye.
Robbins.
Aye.
McLean.
Aye.
Keel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
The Tishomingo City Council votes in favor of a new ordinance to limit how much groundwater mining companies can withdraw near Pennington Creek. The vote was unanimous. At the contentious meeting, council members didn't take kindly to the company's threats to file suit.
So I have grave concerns with what all has taken place tonight and the amount of force that has come against a tiny little place in southern Oklahoma is unbelievable to me.
The companies aren't interested in water, but it's in their way as they mine for the high-quality limestone locked in the Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer. But the water is vital to the existence of Tishomingo. A few weeks after the city council meeting, Mayor Tom Loki tells State Impact he's just trying to protect it.
Oh, it has been the water supply for the city of Tishomingo since its inception in the 1850s. It is our only water supply, and so we're very protective of it.
Loki grew up in Tishomingo, and he's seen Pennington Creek change over the last several years.
The Mill Pond area, which is one of the two main swimming holes, is no longer really as viable as it was at one time as a swimming hole. There's places in the creek where you can literally step across it sometimes now, where when I was young, those places did not exist.
The Arbuckle-Simpson Aquifer feeds the waters of Pennington Creek that cascade over a natural deck of limestone smoothened over time. This area is called Slippery Falls. Local rancher and water advocate Gary Green.
The water, I haven't been down here quite a while, but I remember more water, you know, coming down through here. This seems to be a reduced flow, but when you see that, you know, all that coming across that rock there is just gorgeous.
Green isn't sure the reduced flow is due to mining. It could be lack of rain. But he's worried more mines could mean trouble for Pennington. And he points to Mill Creek, a few miles west, which has much more mining near it.
I was at on Mill Creek about 15 years ago, and I'd like to go back to that same spot and see if the water is the same, but everybody said it's diminished tremendously.
The state's water regulators spent the last 5 years coming up with rules to address the aquifer's depletion. The recently finalized rules limit how much water can be consumptively used per acre. Consumptively used is the key term. The mines withdraw much more than the limit, but then they put the same water back in the aquifer.
There hasn't been any evidence that shows that mining in that area has an effect on the water level in Pennington Creek.
Elizabeth Nichols is an attorney representing Arbuckle Aggregates, a limestone mining company that's planning a new mine near Pennington Creek.
I know that they have recharging ponds, and so what happens if they move the water from the pit that they're mining, they move the water over into the recharge pond, and so the recharge pond, the water soaks back into the aquifer.
Nichols' argument is simple. The mines are engaging in illegal activity, effectively regulated by state rules the company is following. Precipitation dictates the flow of streams and the amount of water in the aquifer, not mines. And she says Tishomingo's ordinance limiting how much water can be withdrawn from the aquifer won't hold up in court.
This would be a regulatory unconstitutional taking. So when a town or a county or any government entity creates a regulation that prevents a landowner from using their property without compensation, which is a constitutional right.
Arbuckle Aggregates and another company called Vulcan that already has a mine near Pennington Creek have both filed lawsuits against Tishomingo over the ordinance. They say it would make it nearly impossible for them to do business. They've asked for an injunction, and there's a hearing in early April. In the meantime, the ordinance technically goes into effect today. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.